Healthcare is local. Groups are looking for an opportunity to accelerate and augment their data teams, but they're also not trying to outsource it to an external product. They'd like to be able to solve it themselves. And indeed, in that way, they're going to be most successful at producing the innovation that they've designed and achieving the successes that they aim for.
That was Robin Clark, CEO of Ursa Health, explaining some of the inspiration behind his company's efforts to analyze local, relevant, and timely data. You're listening to How I Transform This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. In this episode, Robin discusses some of the biggest gaps he's seen in healthcare transformation, especially when it comes to addressing and sharing data. Additionally, he explains how Ursa Studio is helping to address those issues.
My hope is that, unlike with clinical medicine, where there's quite a bit of fragmentation that exists, and there's not a lot of good visibility that generalists have into how the specialists are taking care of their patients, that when it comes to these kind of population management innovations and these partnerships where these health plans, these full-risk providers delegate risk for a certain part of their population management, that there will be much better sharing of information.
I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO Tammy Hawes, each episode we're seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success through the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. Now, let's jump in.
Hi, I'm Robin Clark. I'm CEO of Ursa Health. Been in healthcare for about 20 years.
Welcome to How I Transform This. We're so excited you're here.
Yes, thank you so much, Robin. You've got such a great background and such a great story. I'm excited to hear and let our listeners hear all about it today.
Wonderful. Thank you. Look forward to the conversation.
So, Robin, one of my favorite things about this particular podcast is I get to basically be the sidekick to Tammy. Tammy, you know, I always tell her this, she could totally do all of these just solo interviews, but I'm so glad she brings me along for the ride because I get to meet all of her cool friends, all these folks who've been in the healthcare industry, who've been driving healthcare transformation, making healthcare better for all through a variety of ways. I'm really excited to get to hear your story, and I don't know as much about you, clearly, as Tammy does, but this format we like to follow, it's called Past, Present, Future, and we just love to get a quick snapshot of your past. We'll talk a little about the present and maybe some examples of how you've been seeing healthcare transformation, and then we'll talk about the future. So start us off real quick of just a snapshot of your past in healthcare and what led you to the big opportunity you're at today with Ursa Health.
Great, thank you. Well, I'm a general internist, primary care doctor by training. I did my studies out at UCLA Health, where I went on, did my internship residency there. You know, loved the patient care, loved the interactions with families, being there for patients in their time of need. But definitely felt during that clinical experience, I was kind of touching patients, maybe. After the event that had led them to have new symptoms or worsening of their chronic disease or a hospitalization. And all the time I was thinking about how I could extend my reach to not just knocking on the clinic door and meeting a patient and seeing what their need was, to thinking outside of the clinic, outside of the patient encounter, to more broadly thinking about the systems. And so after my residency, I did a program called the Robert Wood Johnson Clinical Scholars Program at UCLA and RAND, which is a two-year master's program for physicians, training them in health services research. After my fellowship there, I was a PCORI-funded principal investigator for a couple of years, studying how we transform primary care and evaluate medical homes, particularly as we deliver those services to vulnerable populations. And after I was completing that principal investigator track, I was recruited to stand up UCLA's accountable care organization. I was a physician going into the room with other physicians and saying, hey, we've got this opportunity to do more for our patients, and time is here to change. And part of the story of Ursa Health was the tooling that I needed to be successful in that role in leading a complex, matrixed, integrated delivery system from the old fee-for-service model into the value-based care that is driving the industry today.
So, Robin, you are extremely intelligent. That's obvious. You could probably be doing anything you wanted to do and live anywhere you wanted to live. So how did you come up with the idea for IRSA? I know you started in California, and what led you to Nashville?
So I'm very much an accidental entrepreneur. I never intended to be leaving kind of pure clinical practice or working within a delivery system, and didn't know much about software before kind of helping found IRSA about 6.5 years ago. I was drawn to it through the experience of the customers that we work with today, which is this great opportunity to be able to transform the way we care for individual patients as well as populations, how we do what is necessary to do our bidding for society and actually reduce costs and reduce wasteful spend and really improve the quality that saves lives and extends wellness for all patients across the country. When I was leading UCLA's Accountable Care Organization, had access to a number of different tools to do the work, to be able to develop the information that I needed, had access to a very capable data and IT team, but struggled to get that kind of local context that was necessary to really inform all the people that are trying to do care transformation across the enterprise. And it was that real gap there for really not only developing data and analytics, but actually informing people and changing their behavior and helping them learn and improve that led me to feel that, if I could help solve that problem and bring a solution more broadly than just in one health system, I could have a real opportunity to accelerate and make successful all the innovations that's happening across the industry. So, I took the experience that I had from being a clinician, from being an ACO executive, from being a health services researcher, teamed up with some great colleagues on the software development and database management side to co-found IRSA about 6.5 years ago. And our goal has been to make innovation possible, because healthcare is a cottage industry. That means it's not a standard black box solution. The answer really needs to be something that evolves and molds to the local circumstances. I founded IRSA while I was a faculty member at UCLA. We cultivated the product while working with some of the leadership and clinicians and administrators and finance and operators across UCLA's wonderful health system. And then I moved to Nashville about 1.5 years after the founding, been here for 5 years now. In part, was drawn by my wife being from Memphis, so she was always calling me back to this part of the country. But also, Nashville being the healthcare mecca that it is, it was an exciting place to bring the corporate headquarters of the company, to be able to have both the history of the industry within the city here and the community, but also to see the exciting evolution of healthcare in Nashville, to diversify beyond the big hospital companies, to be a lot of really exciting, modern, data-driven, technology-enabled companies that are emerging here. Nashville has been a wonderful home for the family, but also a tremendous home for a healthcare entrepreneur like myself.
That's great. We're glad you're in Nashville too. Bringing more technology into Nashville and healthcare technology is fantastic. So, Robin, you have clients all over the country. There are a lot of analytics companies out there, but what would you say is the secret sauce, the key value that you deliver to your customers?
I think the key value, again, is that lesson learned from what we struggled with at UCLA, which is that there are a lot of investments being made right now across the industry in being able to bring data together, whether it's interoperability standards or whether it's the hosting in the cloud of large data. There are also lots of investments being made on the dissemination of analytics, whether that's visualization tools like Tableau, whether that's CRM tools, whether that's other predictive model analytics solutions. But there's a tremendous gap that exists between data being in a common environment and rich information that can be disseminated out. In a lot of organizations, that gap there, that preparation and enrichment and interpretation of the data and the generation of rich analytics is done in a manual way with a lot of coding. And groups have success with that, but the healthcare data are very messy. The nuance of what's happening in patient care and in contracts is also very detailed. And so there's a big challenge for doing all that with manual coding, and particularly when you want to be able to do it at scale and in, across a growing, evolving enterprise. And so what enables is for those internal teams to be more successful with the data they have, generating the information that they need. And I think what is differentiating about our solution is we don't come with, here's our answer to how you should do PUP management. We don't say, here's our black box solution for redesigning this or redesigning that. What we say is, you have an innovation. You have a novel product. You have a novel way of bringing an innovation to healthcare. And IRSA is a tool that makes you more successful at being able to develop that information to drive your business. We slot in, used by your internal team. You own the data, and you can use the outputs from IRSA Studio to feed into all the rest of your solution. It's this lesson learned from UCLA that, you know, healthcare is local. Groups are looking for a opportunity to accelerate and augment their data teams, but they're also not trying to outsource it to external product. They'd like to be able to solve it themselves. And indeed, in that way, they're going to be most successful at producing the innovation that they've designed and achieving the successes that they aim for.
Robin, I love that phrase you were just talking about. Healthcare is local. You were also just talking about how there's been lots of investments made to bring data together. So there is a lot of evolution happening. Now, I understand within the last year, you've actually rolled out quite a big update to your product. And I want to hear that because, you know, you were just talking about healthcare analytics, and that's such a, you know, everyone's talking about that. But I loved on your website, it talks about the epiphanies. Yes, we would hope and think that with all this data, we're going to have all these epiphanies. But more times than not, we're not getting those epiphanies. And so I'm curious on how this, you know, what your product is doing to deliver, especially in this last year. We've seen so many changes in the healthcare landscape.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Clark. What we're seeing in this healthcare landscape is just a influx of tremendous number of approaches for modernizing the way we touch patients. You know, this is a tremendously exciting and tremendously necessary. It also creates even more complexity when it comes to data exchange and analytics, because we're breaking from the past where health plans were focused on quality management and utilization management and case management, and providers were focused on fee-for-service encounters. And we're now in this world where there are so many new players, not just traditional providers and traditional health plans, venture-backed solution companies, direct consumer applications, new providers that are also doing kind of delegated health plan activities. And so what this means is that there's a lot more data being exchanged, and there are a lot more partnerships, which is exciting and absolutely the future we need to push towards. But these also, these partnerships are also have the challenges that come with the data exchange, which is that there are a lot of resources necessary to be able to turn those data into the rich information that's necessary to drive the engine of a partnership. In addition to that, as we move into value-based contracts, and as we actually try to share risk between the traditional risk-bearing entities and these new solution companies, measurement is going to be the be-all and end-all about the reconciliation and the evaluation of those value-based contracts. And so, unfortunately, has led to the great possibility, but in reality, great frustration on all sides with the sales cycle that's necessary to be able to define opportunities and to be able to shape the contractual relationships between these different kinds of groups, how to operationalize them and how to exchange data in a secure way that actually drives direct patient or member outreach, and then how to be able to do a look back and reconcile and evaluate what the partnership actually achieved. And this frustration is leading to far fewer of these partnerships than is possible. And even the partnerships that are getting off the ground are touching fewer patients or fewer members than both sides would hope for. So there's a great amount of investment from a personnel and a time and a money standpoint that is not achieving healthcare outcomes and not achieving healthcare innovation in a way we would hope to do. So Ursa Health, with our platform Ursa Studio, has designed a new set of features within our product that doesn't only allow for the exchange of the underlying data, the lists of patients, the lists of diagnoses, the exchange of encounter records, but also allows for the exchange of the logic, the actual implementation of here's how these different organizations will partner and participate in a contract that is trying to help their patients and members. And the application is able to do this in a fully automated way. It builds upon our rich core data model, which spans healthcare claims, EMR data, billing system data. But critically, going back to our discussions around the importance of localization, the tool allows, in a fully no-code manner, the ability to overlay the local logic that makes the measurement relevant and trusted and transparent and robust as it applies to that particular partnership. So whether it's a partnership related to opioids or related to home health or related to COPD, whether it's something that's related to where the main outcome measures are readmissions or the main outcome measures are total episode spend, all of that can be executed using the no-code Ursa Studio in a way that creates this collaboration and this trusted and transparent interface between the partners, reducing the sales cycle and the exchange from the traditional 18 months to 1 to 2 months to be able to set these up, operationalize them. And it gets both organizations, both the risk-bearing entities and these new solution companies, to be able to shift their resources away from the exhausting and frustrating development of the data and the information and more towards actually achieving the outcomes that both sides hope to be able to achieve.
That's exactly right, Robin. I mean, the amount of effort to coordinate between health plans, payers, health systems, ACOs, and care coordination teams, and the other service providers that all try to facilitate a better population health, a better, lower cost, more quality for their members, it's overwhelming. And it's all about the collaboration and the partnership. And I've always said that, once you have these insights, unless you can do something about it, insights demand action, then, it's not worth it. And so the action that's required requires all the collaboration that you're talking about. So that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it is very gratifying for me. And again, going back to my story for shifting from being a direct practitioner to being one step removed where I was working as a leader in a health system, what's exciting for me about this is that our product is able to accelerate the delivery of new services and new innovations and new solutions to patients. And so, it's a realization of the big step away from the traditional path that I took, when I was founding Ursa. For us, we get to be a partner to some of the most innovative and leading national organizations that are trying to change the way that healthcare can be done. We get to hitch our wagon to their story and make them a bit more successful. And along the way, we learn a lot and share in their successes in making healthcare a little bit higher quality and less wasteful.
Robin, healthcare definitely needs more leaders like you, transformational and innovative and visionary. If you had this crystal ball, tell us what you see in the future.
Yeah, I think we don't really actually realize, but I think we're in the midst of a great experiment right now. If I took the downside, if the great experiment doesn't work, what's ahead is a future where we have to get to a point where potentially we have to ration care, where healthcare is too expensive for the economy, and we need mechanisms to be able to limit choices or to curtail the independence that our providers and patients experience and value at this time. And I think the great experiment, fortunately, is one that has all the right ingredients. It's one where we're seeing a move where the risk-bearing entities are consolidating. And so the individual and smaller delivery of services of the last 50-100 years is now moving into systems that of providers and health plans that are consolidating, becoming larger, which is absolutely necessary to be able to build the critical mass necessary for the investments in population management that are necessary to truly be able to shift the needle and improve care. So on one side, we've got these organizations that are getting larger and are getting getting more activated, have the right financial incentives in order to be able to make the right investments. And then the other side of the spectrum, we've got this influx of all of these new innovative, modern, tech-enabled solution companies that are aiming to disrupt the way that we've traditionally delivered healthcare for years, whether that's targeting certain chronic diseases, whether that's targeting certain social determinants of health, or different parts of our traditional delivery system. These companies are coming at it with the ability to really use data, use technology, use the most advanced lessons about patient engagement, and they have the financial backing from venture capital and private equity firms these days, where they can actually do this in a way that they can take risk. And they only become successful if they achieve clinical and financial outcomes, of actually improving care. And of course, the reason why it's a great experiment is we still need validation that all of these solution companies that are emerging over these last several years and more every month, that they can be successful at taking off a piece of healthcare, taking risk for it, developing a targeted solution around that, and achieving outcomes. If they are able to do that, and we can start to modernize and innovate within healthcare, and we have collaborative partnerships with the risk-bearing entities who can be kind of holistic generalist, taking care of the patient or the member, I think we're going to see a future where we've truly and authentically improved the quality of healthcare, made it less fragmented, made the experience for patients and families far more delightful, and reduced a lot of the waste that has existed in the system for decades. So I look ahead, and I think these changes that have happened, in part driven by the government out of CMMI, and in part kind of happened organically within the industry, it's the exact right formula that we need. I hope to do my part in making this great experiment a success.
Yes, it's an exciting time to be in healthcare IT right now, and you're exactly right. The people who are willing to take the risk and move the needle forward as it relates to quality and value, I think are going to be winners. But it's painful to go through the process.
It's definitely gritty, gritty work, but it's highly worth doing.
The visual I was thinking of earlier, Robin, you're describing, there's more players in the space, there's more investment, there's more companies, more VC-backed startups getting into all of this. And so it sounded like what you were painting a picture around is you can have all of these additional players in the space, but if they're not able to communicate and to work together and share insights and be collaborative and be innovative, when you don't do that, you're going to get the opposite of what you're going for, and you're going for the better outcomes. You're going for reducing waste. So is that the correct kind of visual to be thinking about? You're helping bring together, different players within the space to use this new updated product, the studio, as you're talking about?
Yeah. And it, in some ways, I compare it to clinical medicine, where you've got generalists who are kind of thinking holistically about the patients, and they're able to take care of some number of kind of subspecialist complaints and symptoms and diagnostic workups. But then you've got a lot of specialists that exist, consultants that exist, and the generalist is making a decision, do I send this to an endocrinologist or a rheumatologist or an orthopedic surgeon? And I think in the same way, we're going to see health plans or full risk providers having the same kind of decision making of, am I going to send this to a home health solution company, or to a tech-enabled GI company, or to an opioid solution company, or am I going to develop a program myself internally to manage this? My hope is that, unlike with clinical medicine, where there's quite a bit of fragmentation that exists and there's not a lot of good visibility that generalists have into how the specialists are taking care of their patients, responding to referrals, and what tests they've ordered, what procedures they performed, that there's not a good exchange of information to help with the generalist having a full comprehensive understanding about the patient, that when it comes to these kind of population management innovations and these partnerships where these health plans, these full-risk providers delegate risk for a certain part of their population management, that there will be much better sharing of information about successfulness, the success of the vendor, the solution company, the partner, and what they're doing related to home health or GI or opioids. IRSA Studio is one tool that should help with the exchange of that information about the processes and the outcomes of the partnership. You know, I think if we can accelerate and streamline some of that information sharing, a health plan or a risk-bearing provider, instead of only being able to support two or three of these types of partnerships, might be able to support 15 or 20 of them, which means that more patients will be touched with leading innovations that are emerging across the country.
So Robin, thank you so much for sharing your story today and the great work going on at IRSA. And thanks for being such a transformational leader in healthcare.
Thank you for joining us.
That was a delight. Thank you very much for having me, and wonderful to share the time with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.